Welcome. You're listening to the Crowder Century Podcast. We're coming at you from the Neosho campus. This podcast was produced by the journalism classes at Crowder College.
Now on to upcoming events. There will be a costume contest and dance Halloween night in the Student Center from 8 p.m. to midnight. As part of Homecoming Week, the event will double as the Homecoming Dance. There will also be a bonfire Thursday, November 2nd at the Brown Complex from 7 to 9 p.m. Enrollment for next semester will start on November 13th for sophomore students, with 28 hours or more, and freshmen will be able to enroll starting November 16th if they have less than 27 hours. Open enrollment will begin on November 27th. An introduction to PowerPoint class will be held on the Neosho campus November 9th and 10th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. The class costs $20 and will cover three main points: how to create a basic PowerPoint presentation, different ways to view and edit a PowerPoint presentation, and how to add effects to your slides. For more information or to register, call 417-455-5418. Classes must be paid for in a week in advance. The 15th annual Festival of Wreaths will be on Tuesday, November 14th, starting at 4 p.m., with a silent auction followed by a dinner and a live auction. This is the largest foundation fundraiser all year.
Here's some news briefs from the last 2 weeks. Show Me Crowder welcomes high school students. High school students visited Crowder College to tour the Neosho campus. Show Me Crowder is designed for juniors and seniors interested in attending Crowder. Speech and debate students qualify for nationals. Crowder debate students have had some success at area debate tournaments. The team won first place in the community college division at Southeastern Oklahoma State University. Three students have already qualified for nationals: Tanton Skaggs and Caleb Miller of Neosho and Logan Johns of Carthage. Vet Tech Week wraps up with photo contest. National Veterinary Technology Week was held from October 15th through the 21st, and Crowder's Vet Tech program hosted several events to mark the occasion, including a dog wash, pet kissing booth, and a pet calendar photo contest. Donations from the pet kissing booth were given to Faithful Friends Animal Advocates of Neosho.
Celebrate Merit recognizes inaugural Hall of Fame member. The Roy Blunt Center for Missouri Alternative and Renewable Energy Technology held a Merit Appreciation Night. The event celebrated 25 years of Crowder's designation as the Merit Center, honored by Art Boyd as the first member of Merit Hall of Fame.
Sports upcoming events include the following. After kicking off their season scrimmages, the women's basketball team concluded their scrimmages on October 28th and opened regular season play at home against Missouri Valley JV on November 1st.
Past sports events include the following. The Rough Riders soccer team defeated Allen County Community College on October 14th to complete the 2017 season, finishing the year with a 9-5-1 overall record. They began play as the number 3 seed in the Region 16 tournament last Saturday and took down State Fair Community College in double overtime, advancing to the semifinals, and will play St. Louis Community College on Tuesday. The Crowder College Foundation received yet another donation for its Fieldhouse project on October 19th from longtime community members Carl and Sarah Ledbetter. With a donation of $25,000, the Crowder Foundation has raised $1.25 million towards a goal of beyond $1.4 million as construction costs have increased and additional funds will be needed to complete the project. The baseball program hosted their final skills showcase camp on October 29th, which was open to high school players in the 9th to 12th grades. Cost was $100 per player session and was limited to 60 players. Crowder opens up the baseball season at home on February 24th. The Rough Riders baseball and softball programs kicked off their annual alumni events on Saturday, October 20th. The baseball program played an alumni game on Friday evening, followed by a golf tournament the next afternoon. Softball's alumni gathering took place at the Indian Springs on the Neosho Square.
And finally, the weather. For the first 2 weeks of November, warmer than average temperatures are expected with a chance for precipitation midway through.
This podcast is brought to you by Central Missouri University, providing online programs as well as support staff at Crowder College. Great Western Dining, offering a buffet and individual items on the first floor of Newton Hall. Choices Medical Unit, providing confidential sexual health services located on the Neosho Crowder campus each week. University of Missouri at St. Louis, offering a new online business degree completion program, criminal justice and international degree, and Charlie's Grill, located in Neosho, offering lunch and breakfast items from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Thank you for listening to the Crowder Century Podcast. You can find more news on crowdercentury.com or by reading the newspaper.